So the East Bay Bowl, DVC hosting here at Viking Stadium against the Laney College Eagles. Laney College comes in with an overall record of 5-5, 3-1 in their Golden Gate Conference, ranked number 14th in NorCal. DVC comes in with a 6-4 overall record, ranked number 9 in NorCal, and 3-1 in the Mid-Empire Conference. Both teams coming off wins in the regular season, Laney over Sac City last weekend, 24-13, and DVC over Feather River, 27-17. To start the game, Laney will be kicking off to DVC. A little overcast here. It was raining earlier this morning, but I see some blue skies now, so we should expect hopefully some good weather here for this game. As the kickoff taken by number 2 by the Vikings across the 30-yard line, across the 40. He's going to go across midfield and be taken out of bounds around the 45-yard line in Eagle territory. So DVC will start. Great field position from number 2, Damon Collins, on the return. And out will come Kaler and the Vikings offense to start their first drive of the East Bay Bowl. However, there is a penalty flag on the play thrown back around the 40-yard line. And it's going to be against DVC. So the ball is going to be placed at the 30-yard line now back in Viking territory, and that's where Kaler and the Vikings will start 1st and 10. So DVC is going to be moving left to right here from our perspective up here in the press box to start the game. As Kaler lines up with Lewis, Roland on the right, along with Smith and Jackson alone on the left. Kaler takes the snap and hits Roland right around the 34-yard line for a gain of 4 on the play. So that's going to bring up 2nd down and 6 from the 34-yard line. This time they switch it up. Put Jackson alone on the right, CJ Best at tailback. Roland, Smith, and Lewis stacked on the left. Kaler takes the snap, and he's going to find Smith across midfield, and he's tackled at the 48-yard line in Eagle territory. Good play from Kaler to Smith.
Reception made by number 24, Trevor Smith, on Quinn Kaler's pass. First down for the Vikings.
So Kaler 2-for-2 now on his passes, and we hit 1 minute into this game, and DVC starts with a 1st and 10 from the 48. Kaler back to pass, and he's going to find Lewis, and he's going to run out of bounds around the 40-yard line, close to the first down. So Vikings on a good roll here. Brings up 2nd down and short.
Second and 3, ball at the 40.
And Jackson alone on the right. Smith, Lewis, and Roland stacked on the left. CJ Best behind Kaler at tailback. Kaler takes the snap, hands it off to Best. Nope, he's going to keep it, and he's going to toss it to Smith down the sideline. He's going to make it his way across the 20, and he's shoved out of bounds. Good fake there from Kaler to Best, and then he just tossed it to Smith, made his way down the sideline. Forced out of bounds inside the 20. And another 1st down for the Vikings. So now they're in the red zone here, 18-yard line. As I believe Kaler's now 4-for-4 on his passes. 4 plays so far. So 1st and 10 from the 18. And same formation. Kaler back to pass. Looking to his left, and he's going to look for Smith. And he just threw it out of bounds. Good coverage there by the Eagles. It's number 22 for Laney College, Jamal Mayo, defending against Smith. So Smith will come out. Brings up 2nd down and 10 from the 18. In for Smith is number 83, Curtis Butler. He lines up on the right along with Roland and Lewis. Jackson alone on the left. CJ Best behind Kaler at tailback. Kaler takes the snap. And he's looking for Jackson. Hits him complete. And he makes his way across the 5. Stays on his feet. And that's another 1st down for the Vikings. And Now they are inside the 5-yard line, threatening big time here to strike first in this East Bay bowl game.
Chris Lee on the tackle. Mike's pick up the first and goal at the 4.
So at the 4-yard line, first and goal. Same formation, 3 wideouts stacked on the right. CJ Best behind Kaler at tailback. Jackson alone on the left. Kaler takes the snap. He's going to toss it to CJ Best. CJ Best looking for a lane, and he's going to get in there. Fumbles the ball, but they're going to mark him in, and he's a touchdown for DBC as they strike first here in the East Bay Bowl. Nice little option style play from Kaler to Best. Just tossed it out. Best found his way into the end zone to put the Vikings up 6-0 here as we await the PAT from number 46, Stephon Vanier. Number 84, Terrence Young, out to hold the place kick. And we have an official's timeout here. And it looked like the Laney College coach questioning why it was not called a fumble before he crossed the goal line, but the refs say he crossed the goal line, then fumbled the ball, so it's a touchdown for DVC.
Except
the refs are meeting now. And so they agree it's going to count as a touchdown. So as we await the PAT, here's the snap, the hold, the kick, it's up. And it's good. So DVC, less than 3 minutes into this game, takes the lead, striking first, 7-0 over the Laney College Eagles here in the East Bay Bowl.
DVC leads 7-0.
So out comes Stephon Vanier to kick for the Vikings. And there's the boot. And taken right around the 11-yard line, down across the 20. And he's going to be tackled around the 30-yard line. And that's number 8, Edward Davis, making the return for the Eagles. So out comes Laney College for their first drive of the game. See if they can respond to DBC striking first. As they trail 7-0. First and 10 from the 30-yard line. So number 10, Charles Cobb takes the snap, hands it off. Number 7, Kyle Jackson. And that's going to be a loss of a yard back to the 29-yard line. So that'll bring up second down and 11.
44. Remember, Lisa Lee at number 44, along with 11, Seth Walton making the stop.
So number 11, Seth Walton, and number 44, Tua Tulia, making the stop here. Dropping the Eagles back for a yard. Second down, 11 from the 29. Cobbs takes the snap, hands it off to Jackson again, and he's tackled. It looks like no gain on the play. So more defense there.
Number 7, Kyle Jackson, 45,
Katoni Kulu. Number 45, Kulu, making the tackle. And that brings up, they're going to give him a yard on that one. So it brings up 3rd and 10. They gain 1 back at the 30-yard line now. This would be a good 3 and out for the Vikings if they can hold him here. Cobb sets up with 4 wideouts split, 2 on each side. Jackson to his left. Takes the snap. And he's under pressure. He's going to be dropped by number 10, Kyle Cragen. No gain on the play, and that's going to bring up 4th down, a quick 3 and out for the Eagles and the Vikings. Playing some strong defense here as they send out now number 84, Terrence Young, for the punt. And now we're seeing some sunlight here breaking through the clouds. So we're expecting a strong rainstorm here this weekend. It rained pretty hard last night, rained this morning, and now the sun coming out, shining here on this East Bay Bowl. There's the punt. Young takes it from the 25, and he's going to get across one tackle. He makes his way across to the 40, and he's forced out of bounds, and out will come Kaler and the Vikings offense for their second drive of the game, leading 7-0. As Vikings will have a chance now to go up by two possessions here after some strong defense, forcing a 3-and-out against the Laney College Eagles. And it's going to be 1st and 10 from the 39 with 10:23 remaining here in the first quarter. So Kaler's going to put Jackson alone on the right. Looks like Roland Lewis and Butler on the left. He's going to hand it off to Best. No, he's going to keep it. Toss to Butler down the sideline across midfield. And forced out of bounds in Eagle territory around the 49-yard line. So they ran that play last series where it's a fake handoff to Best and a little toss to the sideline to a wideout. And it works again for a first down for the Vikings. 1st and 10 now from the 49 in Laney territory. So this time, Kaler sets up with two wideouts on each side. CJ Best stays at tailback, takes the snap. He's looking for Butler again, and falls incomplete. And number 21, Aaron Christmas, with the coverage on Butler. I'll stop the clock at 10:02 here, remaining in the first quarter. Brings up 2nd down and 10. Trevor Smith comes back in now, replacing number 83, Curtis Butler. And Kaler puts Jackson and Roland on the right, Smith and Lewis on the left. Takes the snap. And under pressure, he's going to just keep it. And dives across to the 45-yard line. Couldn't find anyone open, and his pocket was collapsing in on him, so he just decided to get some yardage out of it. Gain of about 3. Make that gain of 4 on the play. So at the 45-yard line, 3rd and 6. And same formation with two wideouts on each side. CJ Best behind him at tailback. Play clock now hits 10. Kaler takes the snap. And he's going deep for Jackson. And Jackson almost makes the catch. Good coverage there by number 17 for the Eagles, Brandon Justin. As Jackson almost hauled it in, but it falls incomplete, brings up a 4th down and 6. Stops the clock at 9:20 here in the first quarter, and out comes Hugo De Los Santos for the punt. And back to receive the punt is number 4, Aaron George, standing at the 10-yard line. Here's the snap, De Los Santos with the punt. Beautiful kick. Fair called, and it's going to bounce, and will it be stopped? Yes, it will. They're going to mark it down at around the half-yard line, and it almost just went into the end zone for a touchback. But good stop there by the Vikings special teams to stop it at. That was 89, Eric Robinson making the stop. So they down it at the, we'll call it the 1, but it's essentially the half-yard line there. And Charles Cobbs and the Eagles are going to have to start their second drive way deep with their backs up against the wall. And actually, now the refs have overruled the call, calling it a touchback. So scratch all that. They're going to have fine field position rather than being on the half-yard line. Push it towards the 20-yard line now. So 1st and 10 for Cobbs and the Eagles from the 20. 9:10 remaining in the first. Cobbs takes the snap, hands it off to Jackson, and he's going to be tackled for a loss. Again. And he's going to be tackled for a loss of 2 yards on the play back to the 18. 2nd down and 12.
Loss of 2. 2nd and 12 at the 18.
So far, we've seen the Vikings be just relentless on defense here. And 2nd down and 12. Cobbs is going to set up with 2 on the left. He's going to fake the handoff. He's looking for a man. And he's going to be... Oh, he gets away from... Oh, just pitches it to Jackson. Catches it and runs out of bounds. It's going to be a loss on the play. as Cobbs was all the way back near the goal line, pressured by about three or four Vikings. Almost taken down for a sack right around the goal line, but he just broke away, tossed it over to Jackson. There is a flag on the play. See if they might. It's going to be a holding call against the Eagles.
Holding call.
And that's going to push the ball back now to the
9-yard
line. So it's going to be second down and 22 now.
Second and 22.
From the 9-yard line, Cobb sets up with three wideouts stacked on the right, one to the left. Fakes the handoff. He's going to keep it, and he's going to be dropped. Eaten up by number 43. And that's a loss on the play, so it loses a yard. That's going to bring up third down and about 23 now, it looks like. So, again, great defense by the Vikings. The Eagles are looking for anything, any sort of life on the offense here. Clock now ticks to around 7:30 remaining here in the first quarter. Pretty big third down here. The Vikings can hold these guys for another three and out. Cobb sets up with three wideouts stacked on the right.
Jackson, number seven on the handoff,
so we had a little bit of technical difficulties here with our recording device. And so the action missed. DBCA got the ball back from the Eagles and was not able to convert. Had to punt the ball and
replace
Eagles back at the 18-yard line in their territory, and this last play was for no gain, and it's second down and 10 now for the Eagles. 5:26 remaining here in the first quarter. Cobbs takes the snap back to pass. He's under pressure. He's going to be dropped right at the 10-yard line. Number 4, Kenny Schrader. And number 8, Theodon Haley. Sack and Cobb back to the 10-yard line. Loss of 8 on the play. Brings up third down and 18 from the 10. As we reach 5 minutes remaining here in the first quarter. So on the third down try was an incomplete by the Eagles, and that brings up fourth down. And the ball's going to be moved up 5 yards now after a penalty on the Vikings. So fourth and 13. Eagles punting number 84. Terrence Young back to receive, standing at the 40-yard line. There it is, and it looks like it might have been tipped by the Vikings. But it's still going to roll across midfield all the way to around the 43-yard line in Viking territory. So no return on that one.
43-yard line of DDC.
As it looked like the Vikings might have gotten a little bit of a tip, but not enough. So from the 43-yard line, first and 10 for Kaler and the Vikings. 4:14 remaining here in the first. So Kaler sets up with three wideouts on the left, Jackson alone on the right, CJ Best behind him at tailback, takes the snap, looking to his left, and pocket collapsing, and he's going to be sacked. It's number 57 for the Eagles. That's William Stream.
Sacked me by number 57, William Stream.
That's a loss of 5 on the play. To the 38-yard line, it's going to be second down and 15. Make that a loss of 4, second and 14 from the 39. So four wideouts split. That's Smith and Lewis on the left, Roland and Jackson on the right, CJ Best behind Kaler. Kaler takes the snap, and he's just going to toss it to Best. He's going to take it across the 40. He's going to get some yardage across to the 50-yard line where he's out of bounds. That's number 32 pushing him out of bounds by the Eagles, Roderick Adams. Good gain on the play, brings up third and 3, right at the 50-yard line.
Third and 3 for
3:25 remaining here in the first quarter. Best comes off, and in comes number 36, Trayvon Hanna. And same formation here, Smith and Lewis to the left, Roland Jackson to the right. Hannah behind Kaler, who takes the snap, and he's going to keep it. Gets the first down and more, and there goes Kaler down the sideline. He could go, and no, he's going to be forced out of bounds around the 10-yard line. Kaler faked it to Hannah, kept it going down the left sideline for some huge yardage. They're going to mark him down at the 15. And that's a first and 10 for the Vikings. And it's very similar to two plays they ran earlier this game where he's faked it to Best, Kaler, looking like he was going to keep it, then toss it off to the sideline to a wide receiver, but this time decided to keep it, runs it down the left sideline for a huge gain. So first and 10 from the 15, four wideout split, two on each side. Kaler takes the snap, and he's going to be... Oh, and he fumbles the ball. Number 58 knocked it loose, and who came up with it? It's the Eagles. Eagles recover, so they're going to take over after a huge play by Kaler. That's a big turnover suffered by the Vikings. Number 58 for the Eagles, Jerome McElroy, knocks it loose, and now from the 18-yard line, it'll be first and 10 for Cobbs and the rest of the Laney offense. 2:28 remaining here in the first. Sets up with one wide out to the right, two on the left. And we got a stoppage in play. It's going to be a timeout by the Vikings.
Mike's taking the timeout.
2:28 remaining here in the first quarter. DVC leading 7-0. So back from the Vikings timeout. First and 10 from the 18-yard line. Cobbs takes the snap, hands it off to Jackson. And he's going to be knocked down. Very short gain on the play. Kyle Egan, number 3 on the tackle, along with Seth Walton, number 11. Gain of 1 on the play. Second down and 9 from the 19 as we hit 2 minutes remaining here in the first quarter. And Cobbs is going to put one man to the right, two to the left, back to pass. And he's looking for number 1. He makes the catch across the 30-yard line. That is Xavier Milton.
Good catch by number 1, Xavier Milton.
And that's a first down for the Eagles. Across to the 31-yard line.
First down pickup for the Eagles. Ball placed at the 31.
Under 2 minutes here in the first. As we have seen strong defense by the Vikings, but now the Eagles are starting to show some life here. As he's going to hand it off to Jackson up the middle, across the 35. And that's where they're going to mark him down for a gain of about 4 yards on the play. Zach Preuss making the tackle for the Vikings. Second down and 6 as we approach 1 minute remaining here in the first quarter. As the sun's still out now on this expected rainy weekend, Cobbs takes the snap, hands it off to Jackson again, and he's going to be dropped for a loss. That's a good tackle there. Number three, Kyle Egan making the tackle, so he's going to lose yardage on that one. Back to the 29.
Loss of 1 on the play.
It's going to bring up third down and 8 from the 34-yard line with under a minute here in the first. Cobbs puts one wide out on each side. He's got two men behind him. Takes the snap. He's going to pass it, and it's complete across the 45.
Number 4, Aaron George.
Number 46.
Good luck.
Benny Cubanhang, the tight end. But there is a flag on the play, so that's going to negate the game and push the Eagles back. Let's see where they put the ball. That's going to be placed at the 24-yard line. That'll bring up a third down and very long. So third and 15, and takes the snap, tosses it to number 34. And he's going to be tackled by a bunch of Vikings.
Reception made by 34.
At
Alex
the 30-yard line, that's 34, Alex Foster. And that's going to bring up fourth down.
Short of the first down.
And about fourth down and 10 from the 31. And this should end the first quarter. As to start the second, it looks like the Vikings are going to be getting the ball.
End of the first
from a punt from the Eagles on a fourth and 10. So end of the first quarter, DBC leading Laney 7-0. As their defense is looking very strong today. As the Eagles showed a little life here at the end of the first, but costly penalty pushes them back after getting the crucial first down around midfield. Negates that, and now it looks like the Vikings forced them to a fourth down here. And to start the second, looks like the Eagles will be punting. So 7-0 after the first quarter. Vikings on top.